Welcome to the very first episode of Nothing to Be Found. I go by the name of Samuel, and this podcast is an exploration of presence and permanence and the nature of self. It's about questioning what we hold on to, what we let go of, and at the end of the day, realizing that there is absolutely nothing to cling to, because at the core of it, there is nothing to be found. So throughout the podcast, we'll weave together personal stories, yogic philosophy, and practical tools to help us navigate life's uncertainties with more awareness and less resistance. We'll explore themes of non-attachment, surrender, the nature of identity, sometimes in the form of deep philosophical inquiry, and other times through simple grounded reflections on the everyday comings and goings of life. So, for the first episode, we are diving into something that we all struggle with at times, and that is letting go of control. I don't know why I said it like that. Specifically, we'll explore non-attachment, what it really means, and how that differs from detachment. We can then get into exploring how practicing this principle can transform the way we experience life. I'm also going to share personal story about my own battles of control and how integrating the yogic principle of aparigraha, or non-attachment, has helped me find more ease and flow in my daily life. And if there's any Sanskrit scholars out there who want to critique my Sanskrit, please, by all means, help me improve. Because I'm sure I butcher plenty of asana names when I'm teaching yoga, and I'm sure I will butcher many pronunciations throughout this. So I would love to improve. So yes, critique my Sanskrit, all you Sanskrit experts or people that are better than I am. But right now, let's get into it. So let's start by clarifying something that often gets confused, which is non-attachment versus detachment. And at first, they sound similar, but in practice, they lead to very different ways of being. So non-attachment. Non-attachment is about engaging with life fully and not becoming hung up on identities or desired outcomes. It allows us to be flexible, allows us to be open, while allowing the things to come and go naturally, just going with the flow. I mean, you still care, you're still invested, but you're not bound by these rigid expectations of what something should be. On the other hand, there is detachment. And detachment is emotionally withdrawing. It's mentally creating this sense of disconnection. And when we detach, we try to protect ourselves from disappointment by not caring as much or putting up a mask that we care as much. But the trouble is, when we do this, we cut ourselves off from like truly embodying and truly experiencing life itself. And it's more of a defense mechanism than a healthy practice. In fact, it ain't healthy at all. Detachment and withdrawal is not good. In yogic philosophy, non-attachment is embodied by the yama, aparigraha, which translates to non-possessiveness or non-grasping. And in the sutras, the yoga sutras, Patanjali describes aparigraha as this key principle for our inner freedom. And when we let go of attachment, whether to material possessions, identities, outcomes, we then create space for something greater, peace, clarity, deeper connection to the present moment and what is. And Patanjali says in Sutra 2.39, when non-possessiveness is established, there arises knowledge of the purpose of life. So, in other words, when we let go of the unnecessary, we gain insight into what truly matters. And for all the Sanskrit experts out there, I'm definitely not ready to read Sutra 2.39 in Sanskrit just yet. Now, in my personal life, for a long time, I struggled with this all or nothing mentality. So I had this like craving of control and like how I manage my daily routines, things like schedule, diet, training. And I clung so tightly to how these things were supposed to go that when life inevitably fucked up my plans, like even in the smallest ways, it like threw me completely off course. So for example, like if my morning routine was like interrupted, maybe because the kids woke up earlier than expected, my mind would immediately label the day as ruined. So I'd fall into this mental trap of thinking, what's the point? And then the rest of the day would just kind of spiral out of control. And at that time, my go-to coping mechanism was detachment. And I'd withdraw, suppress whatever emotions came up. And on the outside, I'd appear calm, like nothing could rattle me. But then inside, I was like caught up in this loop, this feedback loop, one where I'd built up this image of myself as someone who was calm, unaffected by life. And that illusion became what I was attached to. And when I didn't live up to that image, I'd distract myself with things like emotional eating or mindlessly scrolling through the phone. And then I'd fall into the same old familiar pattern of, well, today is fucked, so I'll just start again tomorrow. And do you know what I mean? It's like if you eat like one bad thing, like, you know, I'd eat like a chocolate and then it'd be like, well, I've ate a chocolate now, so fuck it. I don't need to eat like well for the rest of the day. And then the rest of the day, I'd just be carry on eating shit, basically. Over time, though, as I continued to read, study, journal and do all the shit that every health and well-being podcaster and influencer tells you to do, I started to recognize this destructive nature that these patterns were causing. And I realized that my idea of control was nothing more than this mere illusion. And by holding on to it, it's just unnecessary stress. And then I started to ask myself this simple question, which I actually stumbled across on a meme like a long, long time ago. And this question, when I'd ask myself whenever something felt out of control, was, can I control this? And if the answer is no, then there's no point of worrying. Like, what's the point? It's out of my control. And if the answer was yes, then there's still no point of worrying because I could take action. Either way, there's no point of worrying. Is it in my control? Yes, fuck it, do something about it. Is it in my control? No, fuck it, there's nothing I can do about it. And it always sounds so simple when you just like say it, but like in reality, we all know it's never that simple. It's like, just do this, just do that. But yeah, it takes work. It takes effort to figure these things out. And that mindset shift, it didn't happen overnight, but it fundamentally changed the way that I approach life. And now when things come up that don't go as planned, like I can way more easily pivot. So if I can't do this long run that I have planned because something unexpected came up, then I can do something else. I can switch the workouts around. Maybe what I'm supposed to do tomorrow, I can do today. Or if I've only got a little bit of time, maybe I'll do a quick HIIT workout instead or something. And if I can't read an entire chapter in the book because some other things have come up, then fuck it. I'll just read a page. And if I can't fit a long asana practice in, I'll do a 15-minute flow. And it's no longer about what I was supposed to do. It's more about what can I do. Like, letting go of control has allowed me to live more fluid, flexible, and joyfully, I suppose. So delving into the key lesson and practical takeaways now. The principle of aparigraha doesn't mean we give up on having goals or plans. Instead, it means that we approach them differently. We approach them with flexibility. We approach them with a sense of flow, knowing that life is constantly changing. And by clinging to these rigid expectations, it just causes suffering. So by practicing non-attachment, we actually open ourselves up to new possibilities and new solutions. So here you go. Here are a few ways that you can start practicing non-attachment in your daily life. Number one, mindfulness. Whenever you notice yourself clinging to an outcome or an idea, just pause. Ask yourself, is this something I can control? If not, take a few deep breaths and let it go. I know, easier said than done, but with practice, it gets easier. Number two, gratitude. Shift your focus from what didn't go as planned to what you actually still have. Gratitude really does help loosen the grip of attachment. Number three is journaling. Reflect on moments when things didn't go as you expected, but turned out okay, or even better than expected. And by writing down these reflections, it helps you rewire your thinking about control. So they are three key ways that you can start practicing non-attachment in your daily life. And I'd love to hear from any of you ways that you like to incorporate non-attachment practices in your life. Thank you for listening to this first episode of Nothing to Be Found. I hope this exploration of non-attachment, detachment, and my own journey of letting go offered something valuable for you. And if this episode did resonate with you, feel free to share it with someone who might benefit. And remember, life is always changing, and by letting go, we allow ourselves to truly live. So until next time, stay curious and keep exploring.